Australia has just hosted its biggest shopping day of the year, with more than $2 billion expected to have made its way into tills. And just like the Sydney to Hobart or the MCG test, Boxing Day shopping is not for the faint of heart, with some lining up for hours, even though very few stores offered red ticket sale items. Penny Timms reports.
Pitt Street Mall in Sydney is where only the bravest of the brave Boxing Day shoppers venture. Thousands of people flocked to the street with unprecedented security measures in place, including cement bollards, large trucks parked across roads leading to pedestrian-heavy areas, and security guards marshalling crowds entering stores, stairwells and escalators. It was all a bit overwhelming for Sydney-sider Jordan.
It's hectic. So crazy. There's so many people around. But security is really good. I've seen so many security guards close by. It feels very safe.
This is the first time she and her friend Ramar have been to the Boxing Day sales, but they were a little underwhelmed by the actual discounts on offer. So too was Terence, though he says he's more interested in the atmosphere than the bargains.
I just want to look around. Maybe a sweater? Just want to. If it's very cheap, I will buy it.
But Terence's hopes of snaring a sale item may not have been realised. Russell Zimmerman is the executive director of the Australian Retailers Association. He argues that while discounts are still there, the days of the red-hot items that would lead to dust-ups are not.
What's gone away from Boxing Day and what is really something that was of concern many years ago, we used to have these big come-on items and they were virtually given something away and there was a crush to try and get hold of those few products. And that bait advertising is most definitely illegal and it's certainly stopped now. We don't see any of that bait advertising like we used to years ago.
The rising cost of living and stagnant wage growth is also making retailers nervous. But Christmas is the biggest time of year for the industry and the association had predicted that around $2.4 billion would make its way into tills within just 24 hours. Mr. Zimmerman now anticipates that figure may have been broken, but he says he's worried that South Australia is being left behind because it's still not on the Boxing Day bandwagon.
We are hearing now of people who actually take the time to fly out of South Australia, particularly out of Adelaide and head to Melbourne, which is obviously good for Melbourne, but a loss of income for Adelaide.
Online trade usually accounts for around 7% of the retail spend in Australia, but that's expected to reach around 10% over the Christmas period, which doesn't officially end until mid-January. Brian Walker is the CEO of the Retail Doctor Group. He says it means a big retail shift is afoot, and he says it's all thanks to technology.
Think of it almost as a trek up to the top of Everest. We're really at the beginning of base camp. In other words, it's starting now to really make its impact, both for regional markets and for metro markets. Consumers now have 24/7 access to retailers. It is a massive research tool, so almost 90% of all bigger ticket items are pre-researched online. So therefore, online right now, whilst it's only about 7% average, is growing at double-digit numbers. Physical retail is growing at best 2-3% and in many cases going backwards for some retailers.
Brian Walker, the CEO of the Retail Doctor Group, ending that report by Penny Timms.